Good afternoon. Today we have Maria Yepes with us. She is from the Small Business Development Center at the University of South Florida. She is a certified business analyst and an international trade specialist currently writing export marketing plans for clients. Maria, thank you for speaking with us today. And with your specialty of being an international trade specialist, can you tell us how a company can tell if they're ready to export?
That's a great question. The number one criteria for a company to be ready to export is to actually have management commitment. This means that the owners of the company or the high-level executives of the company know what they're getting into and are fully committed to making this happen. International trade is a long-term strategy. It's not something that is going to happen in a week, in a month, or even in 6 months. So it requires the patience and it requires the financial commitment of management to go through this process. A lot of companies get discouraged early on because they think that they're going to make a couple of phone calls or they're going to go on a trip and they're going to start exporting immediately. And so that doesn't happen. So they feel extremely discouraged and they think that exporting is not for them. So the right commitment from management needs to be in place so that the company can be successful in exporting, and there has to be an understanding that it is a long-term strategy. It's not something that's going to happen in a couple of weeks.
Right. So from your experience working with many different companies, how have you seen that exporting has affected the business?
I can answer that question with a very specific example. I had a client who was very strong in the domestic market, and when in 2009 things started to go down or slow down in the domestic market, he had machines and employees with nothing to do. He was lucky enough that he had already started to think about exporting, and when our domestic economy started slowing down, he was already prepared to move fast and start doing work in other countries where the economy wasn't suffering as much as it was suffering here in the United States. So he was able to sustain his growth and keep many of his employees because he got work somewhere else in other markets. I think the lesson number one is that exporting makes your company a lot more stable because you are diversifying your sources of income. You're not just depending on one market, you're depending on different markets. And that makes your company less likely to go out of business. And it also makes companies more profitable than those companies that are strictly domestic companies. I think the statistics show that companies that export are about 12% more profitable than companies that are strictly domestic companies.
Great example. What advice would you give organizations that want to create an export plan?
I think it has to go back to the commitment of the company. Creating an export marketing plan is a time-consuming task, and managers and employees of the company have to be willing to dedicate the time to do that project, keeping in mind that in the long run, that's going to help the company be more focused and more efficient in their efforts. So even though, you know, an export marketing plan can take 70 hours to create, it's going to make the company more efficient in the long run. So the company has to be willing to spend some time planning upfront so that then the road after that will be easier for them, and the risk that they're taking will be less as well, because now they know what they're doing instead of just reacting to different situations. It's a more proactive approach.
That's a great advice. You know, I know a lot of people who are thinking about exporting their goods and services, you know, they don't know where to go. And I know going to an international trade specialist like yourself and going to different websites like export.gov are very beneficial. Do you have any other advice or government agencies that people can tap into?
Yes, so both Enterprise Florida and the U.S. Commercial Service are great organizations that help exporters. What happens is that usually those organizations help companies that are export ready. So if your company is not export ready yet, you know, that's why you should come to maybe the seminars that we offer at the Florida Export, the Florida Small Business Development Center, so that you can get some of the basic information first, and we prepare you to then work with those organizations that help export-ready companies. I also recommend finding a lot of networking organizations. For example, in the Tampa region, we have multiple binational chambers of commerce, like, for example, the Taiwanese American Chamber of Commerce. So if you think that you want to export to Taiwan, it gives you a great opportunity to network with people from Taiwan or maybe business owners who are already exporting to Taiwan. There is also an organization called Women in International Trade, and there are two chapters in Florida, one in Miami, one in Tampa. And it gives you a great opportunity to network with individuals who are already involved in that community and who are international trade professionals. So you find invaluable information that you wouldn't find on any website. You get to ask personal questions. And I do have to say that organization is not just for women, although it is called Women in International Trade. Men are welcome too. It's funny, but it's a question that they always ask.
I would assume it was just women as well. Well, how do organizations find partners and distributors overseas?
I think now through the internet, things are getting a little bit easier, and a lot of people find each other through websites. So it's very important that if you want to export, that your website is ready for that. And that's why at the Florida Small Business Development Center, we also provide website optimization services. However, in certain markets, there is always needed that personal touch. So sometimes traveling there, it's a must. But I think the best way for people to find those leads or those potential distributors or those potential partners is either to attend industry events like an international trade show, for example, or use some of the services of the U.S. Commercial Service, like the Gold Key Service or going on a trade mission. Those are opportunities that really bring people together. For example, I just came back from a trade mission to Barranquilla, Colombia, and it is really amazing how when you go there and you actually meet people face to face, you know, the quality of that relationship is going to be a lot better than if you're just talking to a person on the phone. So using the services of the U.S. Commercial Service, like trade missions and Gold Key services, and attending trade shows, in my opinion, is the best way to establish international contacts.
Organizations, you know, one of the biggest questions they have is about financing. Are there, you know, are there different financing sources for people who want to do specifically go in the direction of exporting?
Yes. And when you go to a bank and you talk to them about exporting and foreign receivables, they really don't feel too comfortable with that. So there are some loans and some programs that are specifically for exporters. In the state of Florida, the Florida Export Finance Corporation helps a lot of my clients finding that first round of financing that they need to start exporting or finance some of their orders, foreign orders. There is also the Export-Import Bank of the United States, which they do have financing programs that are specific for exporters, but they also offer insurance, which means that if you insure a transaction and your foreign client doesn't pay you, the Export-Import Bank is going to pay you. And I just think that's wonderful, because that's not something that happens even in the domestic market. But if you're willing to take the risk of exporting, the Export-Import Bank can assist you in lowering that risk for your company. And finally, there are also the Small Business Administration guarantee loans that are specifically for exporting as well. So I think while finding financing is difficult, even in the domestic market, there are programs that exporters can benefit from. And at the Florida Small Business Development Center, we can provide the guidance that businesses need to find those sources of financing.
Excellent. Maria, you have been such a wealth of information today to talk to. I know our listeners will be very appreciative of getting some insight and knowledge for their journey of exporting their goods and services. So I sincerely thank you for joining us today, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
You can subscribe to the Florida SBDC Network podcast from the iTunes Store and follow us on Twitter @FloridaSBDCN. Thank you.